This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
That's Kevin Stefanski yesterday in the postgame. Saying that Dylan Gabriel will play if he gets out of the concussion protocol. He will start. Remain the starter. There you go.
Was this a nice injection into the Browns season? It seemed like it was becoming irrelevant very fast. Really? Oh, I thought this rejuvenated. This rejuvenated me and a lot of my friends in a big way.
Well, I thought if he was going to play, he was going to start. The Shador. And I wanted to feel better. I never felt good about him being the backup. As God is my witness, you know it. You're not God, but you're my witness. I never felt good about him being the backup.
Well, you wanted him to start, didn't you?
I wanted him to start. Yeah, I thought he might start against the Jets. And then I was like, well, I'll probably start against the Raiders. And I never thought it was a good idea to make him the backup. The primary backup. Like, eventually I thought that this team would be bad enough that he would just, all right, let's just see what he has and let's come up with something that he's going to be able to help, that's going to be able to help him and go out there. But to conduct this offense was not going to be the thing. You know, they put out the story, excuse me, they didn't. Rappaport put out the story. It was leaked that they were going to play him eventually this year, and that they wanted a week of practice leading up to that. And then, like, the next week, they made him the backup because he had to run a different offense. He was not cut out for this offense. That's what Rappaport had written. That's what he and Pelissero had reported. And so to make him the backup in this offense, it flies in the face of any common sense out there. And so you make him the backup. I mean, hell, Wyatt Teller's like, I never heard his cadence. I never heard his cadence. Like, there you go. And the whole first team reps thing, you know, I'll say it. Like, is it overblown? Yeah, to some degree, certainly. But when he's never, ever ran that offense and you're making him the backup and you're not backing up Peyton Manning, you're not backing up Tom Brady, you're not backing up Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or anything. I mean, you're backing up a guy that a lot of people are counting down the days until he's gone. And you put him out there, it wasn't going to be successful. I ain't mad at him. I ain't mad at Dylan Gabriel, for that matter. I'm just mad at this. I'm mad because a setup that you and a lot of people like you questioned back in the summertime, and it was certainly unorthodox, reared its ugly head yesterday on the field.
Are you saying then that this should have just been a gap year for him? He should have just sat the whole year?
From what I know, I think Stefanski was thinking it was a gap year for him. Because again, you are learning something, it seems, completely different than anything he had ever done. I mean, this, whatever this was yesterday, that was not competitive. And a lot of it seemed to be either luck or just brazen craziness on his own part just to try to move the ball down the field. But there was no rhyme or reason to anything. There was certainly no rhythm. And it was bad. It was bad from the word go. And so, hey, we reaped it, now we sow it, I suppose, myself included. So here we are. I wanted to get a good look just to know whether or not he was there, and we'll get another chance to get another look at him, trust me. But this is my problem with him being the backup from the very, very, very beginning. You're having him back up in an offense that you said you didn't even want him running.
But if they would have announced,
is he the backup,
but if they
Kevin?
Would have announced
why
last
is he the
week
backup, that Andrew,
if they would have announced last week that Bailey Zappe was the backup, wouldn't you have lost your mind? Also,
no,
you wouldn't have.
I said it to you on
this
the air.
This town would have lost their
I
mind.
I said it to you on
so
the
you
air. I would rather him.
You
would have
calmed everybody down.
I've told you three times over the last 3 weeks. I said I would have rather Bailey Zappe been the backup. Check the tape for the love of. I can't. I don't want to say. I'm not trying to. I'm trying to be a new me here. For the love of everything, check the tapes, Tom.
I feel like this town would have wanted to burn down
I'm
the building.
I'm sure they would have. I'm sure they would have. But just because you're the backup doesn't mean that you're. I don't want you to be the start. I didn't want him to be the backup.
Because people
I wanted
said,
him to eventually start and play.
Everybody would have said, what's the point? They were saying that when Joe Flacco was the starter to start the year. This seemed like either a tank year or a transition year, whatever you want to call it. But that winning was never really the ultimate goal this season. So what was the point of having Flacco if then, you know, you're in the same scenario later in the year, you would have gone to Bailey Zappe. It would have been like, he's not in our future plans.
Well, I didn't think
what is the point of that?
Bailey Zappe wasn't in the plans, and they traded, remember, they traded away Kenny. So it was probably going to be either Kenny then Joe or Joe then Kenny. And then it was, you know, off to the races with the other two guys. But you know this, Dylan Gabriel played before he should have. And Shador Sanders is playing before he should have. And all it's doing is messing up your offense, and it looks terrible. And you have one of the best defenses in the NFL.
I mean, would you have, like, played Deshaun Watson over him if the window would have been opened up?
No. That, I won't go that far. And I've been on the record many times over about both those
QBs. Here's something from last Monday.
Okay, fine. This has to end. I'm still not at the point of putting out you-know-who, but this has to end.
Why won't you go to Shador?
No, I'm not talking about Shador there. You know who I'm talking about. Put Shador out there. I wanted him to start. I don't want him to just play in the offense.
Yeah, but him starting last week would have looked exactly like that. What we think because he would have had reps this week, it would have looked any different.
He would have had a better.
It's still
chance.
His first NFL
he
game.
He would have had a better chance. Maybe he just sucks. That's fine. But he would have had a better chance at success than whatever that was yesterday. That's the point I'm trying to make. You didn't set him up for anything. There was nothing set up. There was nothing set up to be any bit successful whatsoever. And because we're just in this big hurry as an organization to put stars out there, we got what we got. And we're going to continue to get what we get if you make him the backup again and he has to go back in there again. Give him a week to start. See where it goes. We got plenty of time. All we're doing is sitting around losing football games. That's the point I'm making here. It's not just put him out there by all costs, by any means. Here's Shador yesterday.
I don't think I played good. I don't think I played good at all. I think it's a lot of things, you know, we need to look at, you know, during the week and go and just get comfortable even throwing routes, you know, with Jerry and throwing routes with all those guys. So I think that was my first ball to him all year. Nah, but other than that, I just think overall we just got to go next week and understand so then we have a week to prepare stuff I like to do.
There you go. Stuff I like to do. We have a week to prepare. I think this was, did you just hear what he said? That was what they reported a month ago. This, to make him the backup, who made him the backup? Who did, it could not have been Kevin. It could not have been Kevin. I'm not going to do what Pony did and pierce my nipples if it ends up being Kevin. There's no, you know Kevin. I know, there's no way that was Kevin. There's no way. So I don't know who made him the backup. But the fact that the head coach didn't even have the power over who was the backup is part of your big problem as well. Because he just said it right there in the clip. Well, we'll get a week to prepare and we'll run some of the stuff that I run. Yeah, because he's not supposed to be the backup in this offense.
But the funny thing is, it looked exactly like Colorado. That did look like the stuff he would have been running in Colorado. It looked identical. Did that look anything different
him running for his life? Yeah, it looked a lot like what he would do in Colorado.
Yeah, the guy that took 90-some sacks in 2 years, that looked identical from the Colorado playbook.
That's why he lost 27 yards on sacks and 2 sacks yesterday.
And
he
then
ran himself into negative debt. Yeah.
Then the interception. Then he almost, that screen pass, that would have been a pick six. Like, that's, it's kind of the danger that he plays with overall.
You want to go to phones?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeremy in Cleveland. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful, Jeremy. You can tell. Go right on ahead, friend.
So, I just want to say, I watched the game yesterday, saw Shador get in. I've been waiting for it all season. Stefanski fails Shador completely from day one. Now, I know you guys are saying that it's an organizational issue, and there's some truth to that. But when it comes right down to it, Stefanski is in charge of getting the players ready, making sure they're ready to get out there and play at a moment's notice. He failed Shador in that, and we all know that, right? He went out there. He didn't look good. Everybody knows that. But I feel like there's a lot more room for improvement with Shador than there is with
Dylan. When you say he failed him, though, be specific.
Excuse me?
Be specific. You said he failed Shador.
He failed Shador in not preparing him like he should have.
How are fifth-round picks typically prepared for situations like
that? It doesn't matter
like
if he's a fifth-round pick. He's an NFL player at this moment. The fifth-round pick
does.
Be out the window.
That kind of does.
Bringing that up and throwing that out there and is very disingenuous towards Shador. He's an NFL player, and that's what he should be addressed as. He's an NFL player.
There's a reality in this league. There's a big difference between a first-round pick and a fifth-round pick.
This is my issue here, Jeremy, is that, and again, I think that he wasn't set up for success, and this is why he should not have been in the backup. He should not have been the backup in the first place. I mean, if you're going to have him out there, you could at least give him a week to start. You could have done some things that made him a little bit more comfortable. The thing about doing wrong, it's not just about him and even just the offense and things like, and Jeremy, thank you for the call. Even the things that they ran yesterday, it's about that he was the backup in the first place. It said he was the backup in the first place and the guy that came in if Dylan Gabriel got hurt. And so, yes, it would have been a very, 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 very difficult decision. But we all had the feeling that Bailey Zappe was going to be the backup weeks ago. After Dylan Gabriel was a starter, we all had that feeling, and it ended up being Shador Sanders. And I've been sitting here waiting for this moment.
Were they listening to the fans? Do you think they were buying into what the fans were saying, the outrage of the fans?
No, I think that
people like you. I mean, is that what it was?
What was the outrage? What's the outrage of what? Again, I wanted him to start. I never wanted him to be the backup. There is a clear difference. People like you, you keep giving me the like you thing.
Yeah, you wanted to see him, and you got to see him.
I didn't want him to start.
You got to see him in record time. That's what Ken Carmen wanted.
Okay, great. Awesome.
I don't know why you're so mad about this.
Blame it on me.
There's no blame.
I said it a million times.
You said you wanted to see him.
I said it, but I said I wanted him to start.
Okay.
I never wanted him to be the backup.
You don't get everything tailor-made for your NFL debut.
Yes, I do.
Guess what? This league is hard. This league is really hard.
Yes, I do.
This league is not some charity case where we have to do everything we can to tee up a fifth-round draft pick. That's ridiculous.
When this team is doing what they can to evaluate, with the exception of signing one guy to a generational contract that is untradeable, with the exception of that, when that team does what they can to basically evaluate the season, yes, I do get it that way. Because you're shooting yourself in the foot. That's what you're doing. That's why you try your best. You have this guy that you made a big deal about. You sold his jerseys. You made a big deal about him. You put him out there in front for everybody. And what did you do? You'd never set him up for success. That's why I'm angry.
Put him in the garage
all
year.
Through your head.
Just punt on his first year.
It would have been better than making him the backup.
But you would have been mad.
It would have been better than making him the backup.
You would have been furious.
No, I would.
Yes, you would. Had we have gotten to week 17 and there's no Shador Sanders, Ken Carmen, you would be screaming. You know you would be.
I love how you keep telling me how I'm supposed to feel.
You don't think you would have caved into the fans and their sentiment?
I would have rather him been out there to start.
I flat out don't believe you here.
Anthony,
I don't believe you.
Okay, fine.
I don't believe Ken Carmen would have been okay if this would have been a gap year for Shador Sanders. There's just no chance.
Right, well,
you would have come on the air every week as they're losing games and said, no, this is the right way. This is what Ken Carmen advocates. I don't think he should play this year. You wouldn't have done that.
No, I wouldn't have done that.
Right? That's what I'm saying. So you agree with me.
Would I not come to an acceptance? First off, I don't like your tone towards me right now. Don't you talk down to me. For a second.
Don't
talk down to me for a second.
I think we can be honest with the listeners.
Have some respect for yourself.
Please,
and have some respect
be
for the
honest
show.
With the listeners.
I'm being honest
and don't
with
act
the listeners.
Like you wouldn't have gotten
outraged.
Let me
be honest with the listeners. Would I have been mad? Yes. Would I reach the point where I accepted that maybe he's not ready? Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I've been trying to tell you that for the last 40 minutes.
Okay.
But you get what you want out of me. You got me screaming. You got me yelling. You got me mad. You got me on the verge of cussing at you that I got to dump it. We're one step away from me coming over the table at you for crying out loud. For the love of God. Do your victory lap. I know you want
There's
it.
There's no victory
no,
lap.
I know you got it. Do your victory lap. I know you wanted it, and you got it now. Go do your victory lap. Anthony was right. Everybody was wrong. Go get on the internet. Go rip all the people who have been ripping you and calling you terrible things. I know what you wanted. You got what you wanted. You wanted them to go out there and not be successful because you know the Browns aren't successful. You know that they're not a well-run organization, and you knew it. And I knew it, too. But the difference is I did want them to be successful. You wanted this. You got this. That's what you got. Do your victory
so
lap.
So Ken is now telling the fans that I'm rooting for them to lose and want him to be bad.
I think you knew. Okay.
Boy,
I
this
think
is like,
you knew that this was
I feel
a bad
like this is when the show started.
It would go wrong.
What are we, 8 years in? I feel like we're back to the first
That's
week
fine.
We were on the air.
That's fine.
I'm good. Anthony's bad.
That's fine. No, you got what you wanted. I know you want to gloat. Gloat.
Hey, at the very least, we have Kenny Pickett's aunt back tweeting us again.
At the show?
At the show, yes.
What does that lady got to say?
Welcome back in, Aunt Kelly.
Ken Carmen, whoa. We almost got ripped apart, and the person who brings us together is Kenny Pickett's aunt. Live on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fourth down. Here we go. Shador to throw. Pressured. Rolling out to the right. Gotta throw it. Throws. Knocked down. Incomplete. Roquan Smith with the pass breakup.
And that brought to an end what was a very exciting football game. A football game that had a defense that really played its you-know-what off, did a nice job, a couple of big plays killed them, because the defense was in a position where it had to win the game by itself, and it didn't. And you had two young quarterbacks, neither one of them phenomenal, and the offense put up 6 points. I'm Jeff Phelps from Partners Andy Baskin. Ravens getting the win over the Browns yesterday, Andy. It was an exciting game, and man, the defense played well.
I don't even know where to start with this thing. I do know this, that they have 2 wins for the season, and that all of the rhetoric that's going on now will go on all today, will go on all week. It just needs to be tempered by the fact that they are a 2-win team. And everything that happens moving forward, I just think you have to look at the big picture on this team. I know we're going to have conversations today about Shedeur Sanders left and right.
Dylan Gabriel.
I think it's more. I mean, I hate to say it, but I feel like it's more about Shedeur. But and some of the path that took us to where we are right now. Again, 2 wins. I think that's the bottom line for me. And I'm not going to get irrational about any of this stuff. I truly believe in what I believe right now because I think people.
Well, what do you believe?
Well, here's what I believe. I believe Shedeur Sanders, if, you know, and we'll talk about this a little bit later in the show, so I don't want to give everything away, but if this was a redshirt season for him, the Browns would have been better off in the beginning of the season saying, it's a redshirt season, and they probably should have hung on to one of their veteran quarterbacks if they truly wanted to redshirt him this year. You know, that's part of it. I think Shedeur is young. I don't think anyone ever thinks about that at all. I also, you know, Gabriel's just because of his time in college is a little bit older, and I think that's one of the reasons. I'm tired of trying to determine where he should have been drafted. It doesn't matter anymore. He was taking snaps for the Browns yesterday. I have all these like thoughts, and Shedeur, like, who knows? When he said yesterday that was the first time he had taken a snap with some of the first teamers, I was just shell shocked because I thought he was getting some of those reps during the week, late in practice. But, you know, Kevin verified that yesterday. And so, like, he was just excited to be on the field with Jerry Jeudy yesterday. Like, that you can't put a guy who is one snap away from playing in a position to have never played with guys on the field before. Like, that.
That's the way the NFL works.
No, the minute they decided to make him the number two quarterback is the minute they should have found 4%, 3% of the reps for him in practice. You can't. They knew he was one play away. I get it. If they would have said he's redshirting in the beginning of the year and that they hung on to one of the veteran quarterbacks, it all would have made sense. But the minute they decided to make him the number two quarterback, you have to be prepared. And I'm not saying you've got to be prepared to start. You've got to have some kind of rhythm with the offense. And to me, it's just, it was mind-blowing, the excitement you could see in his eye that he had the chance to go play with the first-teamers. Like, that's mind-blowing to me that they couldn't carve out 4% of practice, 3% of practice, to have your number two quarterback. Doesn't matter what his name is. Doesn't matter where he is on the roster. I cannot believe that. And Kevin said it yesterday about rookie quarterbacks. Like, I understand they want Gabriel ready, and they know he's a rookie quarterback, and he needs all that stuff. But when you decided to make your number two quarterback another rookie, he needed some reps. And I'm okay with what he did at the end of the game.
That makes some sense. It's just not the way it's usually done in the NFL. Some sense.
But how often do you have two rookie quarterbacks like the way
I get it, yeah. But that's just not the way it's usually done in the NFL. Tyvus Powell yesterday in the postgame show, Tyvus is going to join us at noon, by the way. Mm-hmm. I said, Tyvus, explain this, and he said, backups never get any reps. I know that, covering the league for decades. That's the way it works. That said, your point's accurate. It would have been nice had the guy had a chance to work with some of these fellas. I flashed back yesterday to Joe Thomas introducing himself. I believe it was to Josh Johnson when he came on the field to play quarterback. Joe said,
"No, it was Blake Hansen, wasn't it? Hi, my name is Blake. Do you remember that one?
No,
yeah, that was another one of those.
That was Baker talking to an offensive lineman.
Oh, you're right, you're right, you're right.
Joe Thomas introduced himself to the quarterback when he came out on the football field, and I think it was Josh Johnson. But that's just the way this works in the NFL. I'm not going to yell and scream.
I'm not either. I'm not yelling.
That they didn't get snaps to him. Okay, they." They're trying to prepare the other guy to play because the other guy in their mind is further along and they liked him more, at least for now. We'll talk about Shedeur all day. We'll talk about Dylan all day. I thought Dylan looked a little bit better yesterday. I saw some progress. I thought Shedeur had some moments where I thought, that's interesting. And he had some others. It's like, well, that's why he's not playing. And that's all okay.
I agree.
That's okay. And I'm not going to sit here and defend the coaching staff. I'm not going to defend Shedeur. Shedeur looked like a guy. For instance, Andy, that on the final drive, that pass to Harold Fannin over the middle for 25 yards to get it down to the, I believe it was the 35 yard, the 35.
Inside the 40. Yeah.
was a nice pass.
It was a nice pass.
It was a nice pass.
By the way, the almost touchdown pass was a nice pass, too. I thought
I thought that was
great coverage.
I thought
if he moves forward, it's pass interference. If Larvidan moves forward, it's pass interference.
Well, to me, what that was, hey, Travis, I'm going to throw this up, and since you're the Heisman Trophy winner and going to be the second overall pick, you'll make the play. Mm. Gage Larvidan is not Travis Hunter. And that said, Gage had a chance to make that catch.
So, he did.
So, but that's what I saw a lot on tape watching Shador when he was at Colorado was, hey, I'm going to throw it because Travis is going to go get it. Well, he didn't have Travis Hunter yesterday. And he didn't have anybody with his skill set yesterday at wide receiver. And that's a different type of thing that he's going to have to get used to. I thought Shador was not good yesterday. That's okay. That's okay. He had never played in an NFL game. He was 4 of 16. I mean, that's atrocious. But
he knew it, though. He knew it after the game.
Sure, yeah. But that's okay. I mean, if you expected him to go out and just light it up, I think you were delusional. And if he had, it would have been awesome. Would have been awesome. But he showed some things that made me think, okay, let's work on it and let's let him develop. And that's okay. You know, a guy who, for instance, when Baker came in and played in his first game, when Tyrod Taylor got hurt, mm-hmm. Baker was better. Well, guess what? Baker was the number one overall pick. They expected him to be better. And where a guy is drafted might tell you what teams think about how he needs developed. And that's, to me, that's what this was about. That's what it was about. He ended up with two quarterbacks, Andy. Neither one of them right now, look like the answer at quarterback. That doesn't mean they can't become the answer at quarterback. But given this situation the Browns are in, with two number ones next year, two rookie quarterbacks right now, opportunities, some free agents, it'll be really interesting for us to watch and talk about how they approach this. Because, man, they have to find a quarterback, whether it's one of these two guys, whether it's a veteran, and they drop him in for a while, whether it's somebody they draft next year. And guess what we're going to be talking about now till draft day and beyond.
Here's the point, the other point about Sanders. At the end of the game, they asked the kid to drive 80 yards with limited, you know, the offensive line.
65.
Is that where they were? It was back there. Yeah. They asked him to drive the ball 65 yards. He didn't have the luxury of being able to get them in field goal range either to try to, you know, tie the game. They're down a touchdown.
Well, they were down a touchdown because the offense was putrid in the second half and not much better in the first.
But that's not the point. Right. The point for me on this is
the quarterback. They had no choice but to ask him to do that.
I know. And he put them in a position to be within inches of tying the game in his first, everyone's got a first day at work, don't they? And it never goes perfect. And sometimes you got to figure out how to log into the computer. You got to figure out where the bathrooms are. You got to figure out where the supply closet is. You got to figure out how to do that.
Supply closet's really good to know.
It is, especially if you run out of pens.
You can get pens.
I just think that, I mean, yesterday was his first day at the office. And, you know, like he said after the game, it's the first time he's been hit in a year. I can't sit here and crush him. I think that the problem I have with the entire situation is if the Browns just would have been open and honest, and we're going to talk about this, you know, probably coming up, that Jason Lloyd had said that the Browns had planned on redshirting him this year. Why didn't they just come out and say that in the beginning of the year? So there would be zero expectations. So there would be, unless things go.
You still would have had people screaming.
Well, that's okay. At least we would have known what the expectations were. And why didn't they hang on to a veteran quarterback? Why didn't they hang on to one of those guys? I just don't get it. It doesn't. And Jeff, you know, we talk about how it normally, you know, the backups don't get time. You know why? A lot of those backups have already played in the league and they've already had experience somewhere else where they had to cut their teeth a little bit. It's not all, you know, how many, you know, fifth round picks are starting right now at quarterback or have the opportunity to start this week at quarterback in the league that are rookies, you know,
that are rookies.
Yes.
Well, how many third rounders? That's Dylan Gabriel.
You know, right, I mean, that's a great point.
It's the same deal.
That's a great point. And so it was his first day at work yesterday. I'm not going to sit here and look at the overall picture. The Browns did not set this up for success. That is the total bottom line. You drafted two quarterbacks. You put yourself in this position. You drafted a guy who is extremely popular, and that was evident when he came in the game yesterday. That crowd got electric. And then when Larvidan had the chance to catch that touchdown, the crowd was like still like, and then it was dead silence afterwards.
Look, I think it's fair
they
to say.
They put Gabriel in a horrible spot, too. They did. I mean, they never really give this – like, you they put him in a position after the, when they drafted Sanders to not have any chance of having him being embraced by the city. It's just – and it was evident yesterday again. The backup quarterback is always the most popular guy. And when you've got a guy who's already popular, it makes it even harder for success. If they just would have been honest in the beginning of the season and said Sanders is going to redshirt, it would have changed the whole dynamic. Would have for me.
I think that's perception. At some point, things change sometimes, and things change here. I think this is fair to say. You tell me what you think. If the entire goal this year was to win football games, okay? If the entire goal was to win football games, then you don't trade Pickett. You probably don't trade Flacco. And you start Bailey Zappe once you do trade both of those guys. Bailey Zappi's actually won a couple of games in the league. He was 4-4 in New England.
And where will Zappe be this week? By the way, they had no emergency quarterback. If Sanders got hurt yesterday, what were they doing? That's a question that gets asked if they win yesterday.
Question. But I think their goal this year, Andy, was twofold. Try to win football games while seeing if you have a quarterback for the future, which I get.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I don't know if this is going to be popular. I don't know. I hate when people set stuff up that way, by the way, because it sounds phony. I'm giving Shador a total and absolute pass for yesterday.
The old Peterlin pass?
100%.
Peterlin pass.
Yep. Yeah.
This would have been nice 40 minutes ago, by the way. If you led with the, I'm going to give it the old Peterlin pass.
You got to let it sink in.
I felt
in.
Like you almost made me fight for it for like 40 minutes, and then it marinated, and then it sunk in, and it's like, all right, we're going to give him the old Peterlin pass.
Oh, no, I was just
the
thinking
Peterlin pass.
When am I going to give him the Peter Lynn pass?
Now's the Peter Lynn pass.
How'd you open the show? Where's your deity now? Or something like that.
I believe
that?
I said, will you renounce your God?
As you then looked at me and then screamed angrily like this, yelling at me. It's like, oh, okay.
Oh, that was just a little fun.
I guess this is where this is going.
I didn't really want you to renounce Shador.
Well, it'd be really dumb if I did, by the way. Wouldn't it? Like
half a football?
I'm out, guys. I'm out.
Shador,
can't
you're
do it anymore.
Yeah.
What?
I will tell you, there are lesser sports talk guys who would do that. I just think you and I at one point early in the season, Dylan had an abysmal game, and we're like, yeah, guys, it's going to happen. You're going to have bad games. I think it was the Steelers game. It was a point where it was like he was getting constant pressure. He wasn't making good decisions. The Steelers were able to speed him up. That's how this game works. I'll be honest with you guys. Once Shador went in, I stopped having expectations to win that game. For every reason that we've said, he's a fifth-round rookie, hasn't practiced with the ones, and so anything you got from him, to me, would have been a bonus yesterday. And so this idea that that this means, 2026, that guys, the idea should be you're going to get a quarterback in 2026 until one of these young quarterbacks shows something of interest that make you basically move off those plans.
Well, so here's the sad part for someone like myself that wants to see and got excited by some of the throws late in the game and the idea that you're driving the ball down the field. Like, I get excited for these moments, but the sad part is that let's say on Wednesday, Kevin Stefanski comes out and says, you know what, Dylan passed concussion protocols, which I have no idea if he's going to be able to or not, obviously, but if he comes out and says he passed protocols, I've lost my ability to then turn around and say, well, no, we have to see Shador. We must see Shador. What are we doing with Dylan Gabriel? I've lost that ability within just a half a football, even if the cards were seemingly stacked up against him in that outing.
No, I still can. Dylan still cheeks. He's still awful.
Well, I thought he was cheeks before, though, but that's the problem. For me personally, maybe I'll just rely on you then to be the person that calls for it, but for me personally, I feel like I've lost that. That's an arrow in my quiver. I've lost that.
Like, here's the thing. It is fair to say Shador wasn't good yesterday. It is safe to say he's not ready. How do you get him ready? You play him. By the way, Dylan Gabriel wasn't ready in week 5. The problem wasn't that he wasn't ready. It's that he's never gotten ready. Like, that was, what, his sixth start yesterday? And he was 7 of 10, I think, 40-some, 50-some yards, something like that. And he was afraid to throw down the field. Like, I don't understand why we need to see more of Dylan. Because here's the thing. As bad as Shador was, he at least showed you that willingness, and not just willingness, ability to consistently drive and deliver the ball downfield.
That's the exciting part.
That's what you need in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need a guy who throws, who, by the way, a 5-yard out route is beyond him consistently. And I'm not saying that's an easy pass because I'm a fat ass with a microphone. So I can't comment on what easy is. But the bare minimum of expectation is whether you're throwing against your body or throwing to your hand side, whatever it is, a 5-yard out should be able to be hit with regularity. And that's something Dylan hasn't done. So it's funny, like people, the Shahaders out there have tried to take yesterday and see, now it's not so easy. And it's like, okay, but I saw more, maybe something's there with Shador Sanders in one half of a game than I did in all the rest of the time I've seen Dylan Gabriel play. And that includes countless practices this year.
Without question. I mean, again, part of what had me excited is not only has the game moved on, but that final drive, that was the very best we saw him look. And the 25-yard pass to Fannin, I there's a part of me that's like, wait a second, what was Dylan Gabriel's longest throw? A 26-yard pass earlier in the game was the longest throw he's had in 6 games, and then Shador did that within like the 4th drive we've seen him out there. Like, there is something to be said about that, but I do feel like if Stefanski goes to Dylan on Wednesday, I get to be angry about it, but not the same level of angry that I once got.
No, just because Shador had a bad half of football with no prep doesn't mean that, I don't want to say no prep, but no first team reps.
I think that they know what they're doing or anything like that, but I do. I feel like in this instance, I feel like I almost wonder if more people would be calling for Bailey Zappi or Deshaun Watson, not for next week, but in the weeks that follow. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
And put the crack pipe down is what I'll say to those people.
Okay, good.
Like, again, you're in the, we're developing and we're evaluating. Well, I have not seen development from Dylan Gabriel in 5 and a half games. And by the way, the Browns keep saying, well, he's developing. Where on the tape would you say there's evidence of him developing?
Do you feel like if not for the concussion, this next week would have been the week that Shador would have gotten a start, or would they have rode out the idea that Dylan is still developing?
Yes. That I don't know, because I do think there's a lot of people reporting today that the Browns just didn't have any current inkling that they actually wanted to go in that direction. But I do think after this game, because you were going to lose this game, guys. Didn't matter if Dylan or Shador was your, like, there, this narrative, this there's been this groundswell of people saying, if Dylan's healthy, he wins that game. Really? Because I have countless exercises earlier this season where Dylan's in that exact game has ended up losing.
I just don't think Dylan would have won it. I have no faith that Dylan would have been able to move the ball down the field, because I haven't had faith for him to move the ball down the field in, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks, Nick? Like, the idea that you can actually score. The offense is dead with Dylan Gabriel. That's almost irrefutable. Where I feel like the offense, at least with Shador, and that, again, even if it's just him throwing to Larvadan, man, how different would this conversation be if Larvadan had won what turned out to basically be just a 50-50 ball?
Yeah, but even then, like, he got better as the game went on. Yes, he had disastrous plays. Yep, he's a rookie quarterback. And by the way, let's throw the fifth-round pick thing out the window. Because I've seen more talent than most fifth-round pick quarterbacks I've seen play in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Is he ready to play? No. That's what playing's for. That's what practicing is for. And so this idea of, well, he wasn't ready to play. Yeah. Yep, wasn't yesterday. Now your job is to get him ready to play.
Right, and I would bet after a full week and everything like that, like I told you earlier, like I'm excited to see what he can do if he gets the opportunity to, and I hope he does. I'm really excited to see what he can do, because the guy we saw on Sunday, that's not the complete picture of Shador. I've watched too much. I've seen too much. I know he's so much better at that, and I did think at the very end, I thought there were glimpses of what you saw, you know, classic Shador, but it just took a little bit longer to get there.
And by the way, the things I've seen of Dylan confirm, it's funny because everybody made this point about Shador holding on to the ball too much, turning his back to the defense, right? Maybe being a little risky with the ball. Those are all things that were, oh, we've now confirmed them in one half of football with Shador Sanders. But yet I can't confirm a undersized quarterback that won't throw the ball past the first down sticks and that is scared of his own shadow. I can't confirm that. What? Because he's a third round pick?
Okay, we're good that you didn't do this segment in the first segment. It would have gassed me up a little bit too much. It would have given me the idea that I could just go out and be like, all right, I apologize for nothing. He was awesome. Screw all you guys, which isn't reality.
Yep.
And in this conversation, I have to keep reminding myself, because you're almost twisting it to the point where I'm like, maybe he didn't look as bad as I thought. No. He didn't look good.
He looked awful.
He didn't look good yesterday.
He did.
We need to keep reminding people.
Yep.
We're not just completely ignoring that fact and that reality. He did not look good. It was not a good performance, but there was enough there. And there was enough there in him moving the football down the field and actually throwing the ball deep, that as you're watching these games, I just don't know how you can't think to yourself, I want to see more of that. And I think that's got to be the overarching theme.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.